it's looking very positive. The year-to-date, all markets appear to be up. The sterling and the dollar are really helping, and we're getting a lot of overseas visitors, a lot of US visitors, but more importantly for Donegal, a lot of UK visitors who are bringing their own car and packing their golf clubs and their fishing rod and whatnot, and they tend to travel right around the county and spend longer in it. So yes, it's looking like a very good tourism season.
The costs remain high, though, and those in the sector have reduced their prices. Is more business equaling more profit?
That's a very good point. The key to the whole recovery is value for money, and we as an industry have to make sure that we keep giving value for money. There's fantastic value for money to be had in Donegal in accommodation, you know, in pubs and in restaurants, but it's very, very important that we maintain that, because that was the whole key to the recovery.
And more investment in tourism, particularly in the regions, is one of the IHF's calls.
Yeah, you know, Donegal. In the past, we never got our fair share of overseas visitors. Noel McGinley, when he was chairperson of Donegal Tourism, saw that and wasn't willing to accept it. And we set up a marketing plan, promoting Donegal and how accessible Donegal was. That's starting to pay off now. The Wild Atlantic Way is also kicking in, but just because the Wild Atlantic Way is working doesn't mean we should just leave it there and accept it. There's still a lot more work to be done, because we do create a huge amount of employment, and there's a huge spin-off. If a hotel's busy, that means the local B&B is busy. That means they're going to a news agent and buying a newspaper. They're filling their car with petrol, so there's a spin-off for everyone in the locality.